Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth parak, "Meichas Abayis Amachi Yatziyah Afishu Pesuka LeSeichev V'Layas Achadish Lefnim Menu V'Layas Agag Bezman Shesh Lamaka Gavar Sar Tfachim." So it says, if you sell a bayis, we don't assume that you include the gag if the gag has a maka which is Gavar Sar Tfachim. What's the pshat in that shir of Sar Tfachim? So the Yad Rama explains that if you have a shir Sar Tfachim, so it has the maka, then you're allowed to use it. So if you're allowed to use it, then it's not b'chal the bayis. But if it does not have a maka Gavar Sar Tfachim, so then there's an iser using it. Iser to use it. It's only roi de'at chak, because you're not allowed to use a roof that doesn't have a maka, and for that reason it would be batal to the bayis, and it's nichlo in the bayis. If you look in the Rambam, when he brings down the halachas of maka and hilchos tzeach, back it off halacha gimel. So Rambam over there says that gaiva hamaka and pachas masar tfachim kiddush lo yipol mimenu hanayfol. The shear of hamaka is 10 tfachim high. That's pasha to the Rambam. The Ravid over there is chaylik, and the Ravid holds that it's not necessarily yud tfachim. Sometimes it's enough to have gimel tfachim. He doesn't hold of the shear of yud tfachim. The question is, where does the Rambam get this from? What's the maka of the Rambam? Do you need yud tfachim? And the Gra says over there in the Bir Agra, it's the Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch, that the maka of the Rambam is from our sugya. He says, Ayin Reish Perek Dal Dabam Mabasra. And Lachar, he means this submission. The Mishnah says that if it has Yud Tfachim, then it's not B'chal Dabayis, because then it's Rai L'Shimash. But if it doesn't have Yud Tfachim, then it's not Rai L'Shimash, and it is B'chal Dabayis. And the Pshat is like Dharma is saying that the it's only mutter to use the roof if you have a maka. And Mimela, since the Mishnah gave the shear of Yud Tfachim, you have a Rai from here that the shear is Yud Tfachim Dafka and no less. And that's the Chari Tain on the Ravid. What does the Ravid do with this mission? Where we see that the shear of Makkah is Yud Tfachim, not less than Yud Tfachim. But it could be the Pshan the Ravid is, like it's Mashav from the Rashbam over here, from the Rashbam, it's Mashav that he's Chayuk on the Yad Ramah, and he holds a different shot in the shear of Yud Tfachim, nothing to do with Mitzvah's Makkah. The Rashbam says, V'zan she'eshol Makkah, havi chashav b'fnei atzom v'lobato agabayis. It's a din, it's chashivis. If it has a Makkah of Yud Tfachim, that means it's a davar chashav. And it's not batal b'chalav bayis. If it doesn't have a maki yud tfachim, then it's not chashav, and it is batal b'chalav bayis. So it's nothing to do with the mitzvah maki and the shir and the din ishtamshus. We could be talking about even a roof that doesn't have a chiyah maki at all for different reasons. It's just a din and it's chashivus. And the mail, there would be no rai from here that the shir maki is yud tfachim.